Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, Oregon State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:06, July the 3rd. Good morning. I'm on remote, and Linda, I hope, is in the studio.
I'm right here.
How are you doing, hon?
Oh, we're great. We're just sharing with our crowd right now that it's 85 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have scattered thunderstorms. We have a forecast of around 109 at anywhere. We know with the weather yesterday that it was 2 or 3 degrees hotter than what was forecasted. So anywhere around 110 into the triple digits above 110 looks like we're going to be looking at that today. So where are you? And when you see her in your location, Carl, where are you?
I'm at Camp Need. I'm out here at Whiskeytown Lake, and I'm with the people from Camp for Life. And we're going to be, after we do our, with our Wells Fargo and take that quick break, we want to talk to the people and the kids about the Camp for Life and what it means to them and what it means to our community.
And to being in camp when it's so, warm outside too, this is probably an annual thing. Really like to hear about that. But first, let's get into our market minute here. Our Wells Fargo expert, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning. And what's happening in Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 40 points at 14,892. The S&P 500 is down 4 at 1,609, and the NASDAQ is down 10 at 3,422. Active stocks today include Dell Computers down 4 cents at $13.34, and Zynga Corporation up 12 cents at $3.39. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 16 cents at $21.22, and Pepsi is down $1.32 at $80.36. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices on the 30-year Treasury bond, bringing that yield up to 3.47%. In the commodity market, crude oil is up $1.92 at $101.52. Gold is up $4.60 at $1,248 even, and silver is up 25 cents at $19.56. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thanks. Thank you, Kathy. And we'll have our market update again at 8:10 this morning. I'm going to throw it back to Carl after these messages. Stay tuned here on KCNR 1460.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Now through July 13th, shop Carmona's Appliance Center's annual red, white, and blowout sale celebrating our nation's birthday. Shop any appliance dealer and any department or big box store. We will meet or beat any local advertised price or your purchase is free. Carmona's huge in-stock inventory plus special orders, floor models, and even scratch and dent items are all on sale at blowout savings on any new Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, or Jennair appliance. Free delivery and free haul away of your old appliances is available during this blowout sales event. Save now on your new Whirlpool appliances and bedding at our Red Bluff location. Your local brand source store, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, at Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Throwing it to you, Carl.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:12 this morning, July the 3rd, and I understand it's going to get about 110. Well, we're up here at Camp Need, but we're here with Camp for Life. And I've got one of the founders of Camp for Life here, Tony Ginocchio. Tony, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Can you hear us okay?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Can you hear us on the radio okay?
Yes, we can, and we're excited to hear what's going on.
Okay. Tony, tell us a little bit about Camp for Life.
Camp for Life started 3 years ago with Missing America Project. We teamed up with Missing America Project and Camp for Life, which is the Walmart Heart Program. And we teamed up with Apple Valley, our Southern California distribution center. And once we got it all organized, this camp here came up available, and this is where we've had it. And this is, like I said, this is our third event, and we've tried to serve 17 families that are special needs. And not only special needs, a lot of our kids pass away, and we invite their families to come back to the Sierra and participate with us so they're not forgotten. And it's a great program.
Yeah, I can say is that I see there's a number of volunteers up here. Walmart, if I can say this, Walmart is really a big supporter of this effort. And the so with the with the kids up here and the families, you're up here just once a year. Is it for a week during
this
time?
Yes, sir. Once a year for 10 days.
Okay, once up here for 10 days.
Yes, sir.
And what do you do while you're up here?
We have no structure. The kids get up when they want. We have activities of bead making and swimming, and we have remote control helicopters and everything that a kid would like to do. But there's no structure. If they want to do it, they can do it. And if they want to go swimming, they can do whatever they want to do.
Okay. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, we can. And it sounds like something that would be fun, even for adults.
Yeah, well, you know what? I've seen more adults than kids, but now the kids are starting to show up. But I'd like to introduce Josh Fripp. Josh, come on over here.
Good morning.
Just grab a seat here so you can sit here. Josh, tell us how you got involved with Camp for Life.
I have some family that works for Walmart, and when our son was diagnosed with a brain tumor, we had gotten tons of cards and all kinds of gifts and stuff at Ronald McDonald House and Lucille Packard at the Children's Hospital. And anyway, when we came home, we were down there for a little over a month. When we came home, my son really wanted to say thank you to everybody who sent us stuff and a big thank you to the community, basically. And so he wanted to throw a barbecue. Well, before we had set this up, Tony had given us a call and said, hey, I hear your family's going through a tough time right now. What can we do, type of thing? And he said, I want to come and pick up your son for this barbecue you guys are doing. And so he came with his big rig and picked up Dylan and had a blast and had about 30 different motorcycles and a CHP escort and just really made it a great experience. Anyway, he told us about Camp Hope, and he said, hey, I really want you guys to come and come spend some time with us this week. And that's how we kind of found out about it. And we came last year, had a great time, really enjoyed ourselves. The truck drivers have done a great thing here putting it all together.
So so you brought your family with you?
Yeah.
Is this part of your family over here?
Yes, my daughter's here with us.
Okay, and we'll get to her in a couple minutes. But so what does camp? What would you say Camp for Life means to people?
Oh, it's a big deal. I think it's a great thing that these guys are doing. They've really done some selfless stuff here to make this happen. They do a lot of volunteering to make this happen. When they show up to different stores trying to get people to donate for this to go on. I mean, it's just an amazing week and a lot of heart from these guys. It's really great.
So this camp up here, Linda, is Camp Need. There's a number of cabins. There's a large area here for people to be able to eat and have a larger open area. It's in a beautiful area up here by Whiskeytown. And the people, the families from Camp for Life come up here, like Josh said, for 10 days at a time. We're going to take a quick break, and I have a couple more people on, some of the kids, and talk a little bit more about Camp for Life, you know, Walmart, the Missing America Project, and the volunteers. So back to you, Linda.
All right. Well, Carl is on location. Obviously, when we get back, I'd like to find out. Is it a day camp? I can't remember. Did he say that some of them will be
camping out here? I was driving around and the kids are all running around, and then there's these elderly guys that are out here that are, every one of them I've seen so far has been limping except Josh. So I think I could fit in out here.
All right. You
anyway,
all
they spend the whole time out here. They're cooking and they have all types of activities. And again, it's for kids that have been ill. Families, kids with special needs, families who have gone through some tragedy.
All right. Well, okay, we'll get back to Carl after the break. I wanted to talk a little bit about, so you remember that tomorrow is July 4th, and all federal, state, and county and city offices will be closed, as you know. We're going to do a little bit of history later about what happened on July 4th. What does July 4th mean to you? Also, the post office, schools, and banks will be closed. Rapid buses will not be running. And garbage will be picked up one day late this week. Movie theaters and retail stores, of course, will be open. Tonight at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, the celebration begins with Anderson Explodes. That's going to be a spectacular firework display. And admission is free. The fairground drive between 1st and 2nd Streets will be closed to traffic before the launch of the fireworks and will remain closed until the completion of the controlled traffic in the area. So Anderson tonight starts around 10. Tomorrow at the Reading Civic Auditorium, don't miss the Freedom Festival, where, of course, there will be a fantastic fireworks display near Turtle Bay. Of course, one more thing, and this is Red Alert. Pet owners should be aware that the 4th of July can be one of the most stressful times and dangerous times of the year. Folks, we have so many stories that we hear about dogs fleeing, dogs dying, running into the street. They freak out over the sound. So that mixed with summer heat can be deadly. The fireworks are illegal in Shasta, Butte, and Trinity counties, while safe and sane fireworks, which include sparklers, caps, ground spinners, and smoke bombs, are legal within city limits of Gridley and Oroville. They're also legal in Tehama County, except for Lake California and in Glenn County. Anyone who causes a fire using fireworks can be charged with a felony or issued citation or fine. So anyway, that's what's happening on the 4th of July. We'll repeat this a little bit later. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go back up to Carl, who is at Whiskeytown. We'll find out a little bit more about the Camp Need, Camp Hope. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Jamaica, ooh, I want to take you. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR, currently 84 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Oh, what would you do without air conditioning? Alliance Heating and Air, we're so glad that they have serviced our air conditioning units. Right now, you're just like, can't kiss their shoes. Old-fashioned values, but quality doesn't have to cost more. Alliance Heating and Air, we service and repair all makes and models 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Give them a call. Get on the list now, folks. 221-2642. That's 221-2642. Marty, hello, and all the guys at Alliance and Heating and Air. You guys are heroes, especially right now, like you pull us out of the fire. There you go, you guys. Let's get to back to Carl, who is live on location up at Whiskey Town with Camp for Life.
Camp for Life, and with a bunch of the founders of it, and the kids. In fact, right now I have Lindy Frick. Good morning, Lindy.
Morning.
So, are you having a good time up here?
Yes.
So, what are some of the things that y'all do?
We go swimming and fishing, and then we get a draw and play board games.
Speak loud. And you play board games. Now, you caught a fish yesterday, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, do you like to fish?
Yes.
Okay. So, Lindy is 10 years old, and she's up here, and you spend the whole, time up here camping?
Yes.
Do you like camping?
Yes.
Okay. Well, good. And you're up here with your dad?
Yes, and my cousin.
And your cousin. Okay. And, well, thank you, Lindy. Thanks for coming on, being on the show.
You're welcome.
Hey, I have also one of the founders of the Camp for Life, John Venegas. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes.
Grab a seat here, John, and let's talk about Camp for Life. When did you get involved with this?
I started 3 years ago. I got a phone call from this guy named Tony, and
we were talking, mainly talking about what we can do more for Walmart Heart Kids. Once again, it was just conversation, and with the help of Tony and Fred, we were able to put this thing together, and conversation became reality.
Okay, when we say conversation became reality, John, this isn't just something that started. I mean, you had to, did you go through Walmart? Did you talk to them saying, hey, we need some support here? And what? And obviously Walmart has put their brand behind this.
Yes, we started really just, actually it's the drivers, the Walmart drivers, they started this. They put this together. We all raised funds to come out here and to show our support to these families and these kids. And then Walmart got behind us, started supporting us with equipment and other items and stuff like that. So, it's been a great 3 years.
Now, when you started this, had the idea, how many kids have you helped and families have you helped over the last 3 years? Would you say?
With this camp?
Yeah, with this camp. Because you do other things besides the camp. I know that you all have put on other events and MIAP has gotten into it, but yeah. Just this camp. How many people are here this time?
I believe there's 17 families this year. Last year was probably about 10, and the first year, I can't even remember, maybe about 17 to 20 people. Our families, not people, but families, because it's not just for one individual person, kid or adult, but it's for their families. We want to take them out of their regular routine and give them hope, give them this week of nothing to worry about except having a good time and fun.
Okay, now how do we, food, is that is that provided by through donations, or is there people cooking here, or how does that work?
The food is, well, we have great cooks in here. I'm going to toot my horn because I help, but the main guy is Dale. Dale's our main guy in the kitchen. The food is donated and bought through MIAP and Walmart, and it's a joint effort. Everybody's here to help out and chip in.
Well, you know, and this is one of the things everybody needs to know is that people can donate to make this happen into Camp for Life, and you can work it through the Camp for Life or either the Missing in America Project and Fred Salante. And Fred has stood up in our community in a number of different ways. This is just one way, of course, the Missing in America Project. But is this something that that you're going to continue, John?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Every year we see more and more support. Me personally and the families that I brought up here traveled 700 miles from Southern California to come up here to do this, and our support just continues to grow.
Okay, I've got another member up here that's coming through. John, thank you very much. What's your name, honey? Talk real loud right into here.
Cacti.
Oh, how are you? How old are you?
11.
So are you having a good time? Is this your first time up here?
No, this is my second year.
Your second year. And are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Now, what's your favorite things to do up here?
Mostly swim.
Okay, now where do you swim at? Is there a swimming pool up here? Or do you swim in the lake?
No, there's a bridge, and underneath the bridge is a little stream.
Oh, and everybody swims in that?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. And where are you from?
Corning.
You're from Corning. So I believe you bring people in from Corning and all over the north state here, right? In L.A. So you go from L.A. all the way up to here. So you've had a good time. It's your second year here.
Yes.
So would you keep coming back?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, honey. You know, the work that the volunteers have done and the people that organized this, Tony and John and Fred, and the kids and people I've talked to here are really having a good time. This is a good way maybe to relax and take their minds off a lot of the concerns and pressures that they've had during the year. And Camp for Life is a yearly thing, I believe.
Yes.
And it's for 10 days, and we're going to be getting more and more into this, especially as we start the next phase of collecting and getting things for the next Camp for Life. This is a beautiful place, and it's a beautiful time for these people, Linda.
Well, great, Carl. I know you're on your way back to the studio. I'm so glad you went up there this morning. It's a great way to kick off because, you know, tomorrow is the 4th of July. We're celebrating Independence Day, our beautiful country, and all that we, even in our times of need, we're so happy to be able to provide an opportunity and a community coming together and Walmart. And congratulations to everyone there for making life transformation situations. Carl will be back. We're going to be back after these messages with Dr. Eva Bauer and Shannon Bowles. What's happening in MDE imaging? We'll let you know when we get right back.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are modestly lower on the shortened pre-holiday session. This has political instability in Portugal, turmoil in Egypt, and more downbeat data from China take a toll on the markets here in the U.S. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 5 points. Meanwhile, Alcoa shares are under pressure following news of a downgrade. J.P. Morgan cut the aluminum giant's rating to neutral and lowered its price target to $9. J.P. Morgan says Alcoa's efforts to cut costs in its upstream businesses will likely be overshadowed by persistently weak aluminum prices. And the number of mortgage applications filed last week fell sharply from the week before as interest rates jumped to their highest level in 2 years. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, applications dropped nearly 12%. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.58%, the highest rate since October of 2011. Refinancing activity was also down 16%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
This 4th of July holiday, whether you're partying at the lake, picnicking in the park, or barbecuing in the backyard, shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday party needs. From Kent's own special all-beef Freedom Dogs and Burgers to tri-tip and ribs, Kent's carries only the best meats with Prather Ranch beef and Llano Seco organic pork, Kent's own cured and smoked hams, beef snack sticks, and several flavors, plus Cappy's Deli homemade sandwiches, salad, snacks, and desserts made fresh daily. Kent's 4th of July specials include 30-pack 12-ounce Bud Miller and Coors, $19.98, 20-pack Coke, Dr. Pepper, and Sprite, or 24-pack Pepsi and Diet Pepsi, $7.98 each. For a special treat on the go, try a soft-serve cup or cone from Kent's Ice Cream Parlor, featuring 8 dryers, ice cream, or a milkshake, fuel for you and your family, gas and diesel for your travels, and propane for your tanks. Friday, Kent's fires up their grill and serves up tri-tip chicken and ribs for your dining pleasure. Find locally grown quality fresh produce, seafood, and so much more, proving once again at Kent's Meats and Cappy's Deli, we're much more than just a grocery store. Locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road next to Windsor Gardens.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Community Radio for the North State.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, I'd be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. And we are here live. I'm really excited about Carl. Well, first of all, Carl was at Camp Need, Camp Hope. And, you know, that was just really awesome, you know, to be able to have as a child, when you have those life-changing moments. I'll never forget the YMCA. I went to camp in YMCA in Guaymas, Mexico on a bus with 14 kids I didn't know. And it was life-changing for me because, you know, it put me in with a bunch of people that I think began what it was for me not to be in my comfort zone with a bunch of my friends. And, we sang around the fire and we hiked and we did games and we did all these things that were not related to anything technical. I mean, no television, no radio, no. It was just all nature, and it was wonderful. Horseback riding on the beach. And again, I was 14 at that time. I didn't know anybody, and it was a wonderful experience. So I know that these kids are having lifetime memories are building right now. Well, I'm really excited about this next segment here. And this I have with me Dr. Eva Bauer and Shannon Bowles. And we're talking about we're going to be discussing this morning something brand new that MD Imaging has been bringing to the North State, and it is about a 3D mammogram. And let's just start off by introducing you, Dr.
Eva Bauer.
Eva Bauer, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
what
us.
What am I supposed to do now? Well, you know, we try not to give too much away at the break because we talk about the break and we go over all these things. I get you on live. So here we are live. And then say, hi, Shannon. Good morning.
Hi.
Okay. MD Imaging. When we think of MD Imaging and we think of, you know, the girls that stand out in front in the pink and we do the Think Pink, and we're always talking about, how important it is to have a mammogram. MD Imaging is doing something new now. We want to talk about the science of what it is to have early detection with before you find out you may have been going deeper into maybe a cancer situation. So when we were at the break, I was saying, okay, I just had my oil changed and my tires rotated and my wheels balanced. And I was a little late in doing it, but still, I think that that is a good analogy. If you change your oil and you care about your car, then why don't you do that with your body?
Exactly. It's about prevention.
It's about prevention. How long do you want to drive your car? You're spending money on your car. How long do you want your health? Why do you think it is, doctor, that people don't look at their bodies? They don't treat their bodies like they would an object?
That's a good question. I think it's our mindset in our society right now. As women, we are so busy taking care of everybody else around us. We make sure our kids go to the orthodontist. We make sure our husbands get checked up, and we forget about ourselves. I think we're just so busy that we don't think that, hey, at some point something like this could happen to me. And the truth is the lifetime risk is 1 in 8 women of developing breast cancer. And I see that every day in my practice when I see a patient that has a potentially suspicious lesion on imaging. I just see that look in their face like, no, this can't be me. There's no way, you know. And so, or they come with a palpable lump. They haven't had imaging. They just, you know, felt something. And so to me, I think it's, we just get so busy. Our lives are so busy and the pace of life is so fast, I think. And when we want to take care of something, we can take care of other things. Okay, we can't get to from A to B if we don't have our car running and other things. And I think we just forget how important certain things are to remember to do. And, you know, as far as statistics goes, breast cancer is the most common cause of death, mortality related cancers in women, or second most common cause after lung cancer, and then the most common cause of cancer in women other than skin cancer. So if you're going to do something for your health and for preventing possibly getting a deadly disease, I think this is one of the best things you could do for yourself is do a yearly mammogram after the age of 40, as is recommended.
So the age did change. The age has changed in the last 5 years.
Well, I think there's been a lot of controversy about the age and a lot of different opinions out there about the age. The one thing that I have to say, and this is my personal opinion, from my experience doing these 13 years, I had my first mammogram at 35 because that day I diagnosed two women that were younger than me. And I had a reality check. And I find cancers on mammograms every day. I see about between 3 to 6 cancers a day on mammograms. And they do work. I mean, I know there's been some, you know, yes, they're not perfect, but they do work. They do, we do find cancers, early cancers, which mean survival. You know, if the cancers are localized to the breast stage 1, the survival is almost 100% for 5 years. And I think that that is huge. I think that, you know, and so I think that's one of the best things that you can, I mean, you don't have a choice about who's going to get breast cancer. We don't know. I mean, some of us have family history and that should be a big red flag. If you have a mother or sister or grandmother, aunt that has breast cancer, you definitely should be coming in. And the other thing that I wanted to mention, which I think is frequently not thought of, is some people say, well, don't start till you're in your 50s or 60s. Yeah, it's true that more breast cancers are developed as you get older. The highest rate is in the 60s and 70s of the number of breast cancers that we see. However, the more deadly cancers are in the 40s. And so I really do not understand the thinking of, oh, to start them later on, like at 50.
And that's an interesting study that why, even though there's more detection in the 60s and the 70s, the rate, why are the deadlier cancers found in the 40s? Is this like when the body is going through the last parts of its cycle and before? And let's also talk about breast cancer in men. Yes. Because we do happen to think that it is about women. But we're going to have to take a break because we want to give love to our sponsors. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. And go to Orchard Nutrition, featuring an all-store in deli and Reading's largest selection of natural foods. Of course, their supplements and health and beauty products, Orchard Lane on Locust Street in Reading. My guest today, and we're going to really get into this, with Dr. Eva Bauer and Shannon Bowles from MD Imaging. We'll be back and talk about 3D. What?
This 4th of July holiday, whether you're partying at the lake, picnicking in the park, or barbecuing in the backyard, shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday party needs. From Kent's own special all-beef Freedom Dogs and Burgers to tri-tip and ribs, Kent's carries only the best meats with Prater Ranch beef and Llano Seco organic pork, Kent's own cured and smoked hams, beef snack sticks, and several flavors, plus Kathy's Deli homemade sandwiches, salad, snacks, and desserts made fresh daily. Kent's 4th of July specials include 30-pack 12-ounce Bud Miller and Coors, $19.98, 20-pack Coke, Dr. Pepper and Sprite, or 24-pack Pepsi and Diet Pepsi, $7.98 each. For a special treat on the go, try a soft-serve cup or cone from Kent's Ice Cream Parlor, featuring 8 dryers, ice cream, or a milkshake, fuel for you and your family, gas and diesel for your travels, and propane for your tanks. Friday, Kent's fires up their grill and serves up tri-tip chicken and ribs for your dining pleasure. Find locally grown, quality fresh produce, seafood, and so much more, proving once again at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, we're much more than just a grocery store. Locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road next to Winds Tour Gardens.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale going on now through July 8th. Save on hundreds of new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. It's summertime and it's getting hot and dry at our favorite local ranges. When practicing with your personal protection firearm, ensure you carefully monitor your impact areas for fire. Always carry a fire extinguisher and cell phone in case of emergency. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for all of your CCW, basic firearm safety training, and private instruction. You can also visit us online at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy and I'll see you at the range.
Can't deny the way I feel. I find you so irresistible. I try to fight 'cause it's so real. I find Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
This summer, discover musical theater and the best 50s and 60s rock and roll at Shasta College. Leader of the pack, the Ellie Greenwich Musical will run Thursdays through Sundays from July 11th through the 27th. Greenwich shaped the sound of the bebop generation. Reminisce with 24 Motown hits from the era of Beehives and 45s. Doo-wop classics such as Be My Baby, Chapel of Love, Leader of the Pack, and Do Ron Ron are just a few of the great songs. For more information, visit shastacollege.edu/theater.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. How are you today? 85 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have scattered thunderstorms today, and the temperatures are going to reach around 110 and higher. So get ready for that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop by and visit Steve Roberts and the crew today, and you can go get your Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln fix on, and also Rams. Crown Motors Reading carries a selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. And let me tell you, folks, we love our SUVs here up in the, we can go up and do squirrel hunting and fishing and off-road stuff. And so give them a call at 223-2177. Welcome back to the program. I'm excited to have with me Dr. Eva Bauer and Shannon Bowles from MD Imaging. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And Shannon.
Yes.
Give us, really was important to have you on today, and we're getting to what 3D, you've got a new process.
Yes.
And we're going to talk to the doctor about that in just a minute as well. But give me, you don't have to have a doctor's order.
Absolutely not. As long as you are over 35. And it has been a year since your last mammogram, you can walk in and have it done. You do have to have a doctor to refer to, so that way we can send the report. And if there's any follow-up needed, there's a doctor that we can confirm with, you know, and get the other orders that we may need. But your screening mammogram can be done, as like I said, as long as it's been a year, you can have one done.
Well, give us the process. So, you know, it's about having people walk through that door, the fear.
Absolutely.
Of walking through the door. And let's get technical. It's like, okay, you open the hood of your car.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, you know, there's all these mechanics stuff underneath, you know, engines and oil. Mm-hmm. And this is why you have the experts. You're able to get a screening of what's happening with the tissue.
Absolutely.
Where it is very common, doctor was saying, 1 in 8 women. Yeah. And how about
lifetime
the men?
Lifetime risk.
Lifetime, and how about men?
It's a lot more rare in men. I'm not sure about the exact statistics, but we do see probably 1 or 2 a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. And we do about 100 to 120 mams a day.
120 mammograms a day.
Yes.
So you really know what you're doing.
Yes.
To be able to think that you're really providing a service for all of the North State residents. The process is you walk in, it's been a couple years, and I'm going to have my little come to Jesus moment here on the air.
Yes.
A couple years ago, it was October 15th, it was Breast Cancer Awareness Day, I walked in and called on the air while I did it, and I had a scare, but everything turned out fine.
Good.
But it still was a week of not knowing.
Correct.
So I think that's what people... If I can do it, you can do it, you know, and I just want to share with, the audience that, you know, this year I turned 55, and I have to tell you, it's really funny because I know my body from the time I turned 50, it's changing, and my bra size has changed and things have changed, and I kind of want to know, I'm a little afraid too. But I want to get in there, and I really am excited, and I'm very turned on about the 3D new imaging. I want to hear all about it.
Okay. I'm happy to tell you about it. So the 3D is a brand new computerized technology that has just been FDA approved in the last year. And it's making, it is done at the same time as the 2D mammogram. We still do the 2D mammogram. There's a 3D component now to the exam that's added on, and it allows for a more accurate mammogram. Basically, the computer takes some images are taken, which are then reconstructed into 1 millimeter slices, And then we can look through the dense tissue at 1 millimeter intervals. And the benefit of this has been shown. This has been done a lot in Europe before it got FDA approved here in the States. And the statistics have been shown to decrease the callback rate, which is what you described as the anxiety of being called back. Now, the reason women get called back is because normal breast tissue will lie a certain way and will look abnormal. It's just overlapping a certain way, and then we're not sure. So we have to call you back and look through that. And many times, it's fine. Once we compress it out and once we do an ultrasound, it's fine. But that anxiety, so now they've found that up to a 40% decrease in callback rate, which is what you experience, that anxiety. So there's a huge benefit right there. The other benefit they found is that there's up to 40% increased detection of cancer, actually, with this technology. Now, it makes sense that it would help detect cancers in dense breasts because of the overlap of tissue can sometimes also mask a cancer. Just like it can mimic a cancer, it can also mask a cancer. But surprisingly, the 40% increased detection rate was across the board in dense and fatty tissue, all kinds of tissue. So there's potentially amazing benefits from this technology, which will make us more accurate and decrease the anxiety of the callback rate.
That's fabulous. Okay, yeah. So I'm in. And Shannon, so let's say, okay, I come in. Tell us what your position is in this in the MD imaging process.
Okay, I'm a technologist, so I am one of the people that will actually take the mammogram images. The images with 3D are absolutely amazing, as Dr. Bauer has described, but the process itself is really no different from the mammogram that everybody is used to at this point.
It's just a deeper way, another way of looking into, you go into like your regular, okay, you put on your gown, you go in, and you're, each breast is put into a machine that is actually getting close into seeing what the cells, what against. But this is now taking it to another step of, again, going deeper in the imaging.
Yes, and the only thing different now with the mammogram process is the tube head will actually move, and the images take about 4 seconds more than people are used to at this point. But we get the images really quick. Doctor gets the images and they're read through.
Perfectly. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back on that note, I like to think about that, you know, if you're going to do it, let's get it done. Let's get it done as the best that we can do it. Get me in, get me out. I like that. So we'll be right back. KCNR 1460, we're talking to MD Imaging, Dr. Eva Bauer and Shannon Bowles. You guys are little saints. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making 4 high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 754 in the morning here and 86 degrees. We are talking with Dr. Eva Bauer and Shanna Bowles, and I was very, very excited and encouraged to have these gals on this morning from MD Imaging because there's something brand new that MD Imaging is offering in the way of mammograms, and it's a new procedure where you get a deeper look into the tissues to find out where your process is, and it's a 3D. Doctor, I just heard at the break that you were saying that to get this inclusive, deeper x-ray is at no extra charge.
It's no extra charge to the patient, yes. At this point, it's not reimbursed by insurance either. We're just rolling it out. It is the right thing to do. It does provide us with more information, makes it more accurate. It's actually takes me twice as long to read it as a regular mammogram because there's many more images. But you do see more, and that is the key. The key with being more accurate, it makes us feel good about what we're providing to the community and the patient. And as many as we do there every day, we are starting to see the benefits of it. And I don't know, you have something to add?
Just our hours, Monday through Friday, and anybody can come in between the hours of 7 and 5. We do screening mammograms about 120 a day. So,
well, I'm gonna do a challenge here. Because, you know, I know it's really hot. Maybe people are online and they're listening and, you know, I'm gonna just challenge you. And I know the men that are listening now, you may be married or the woman of your life may, have just maybe in 5 years, 10 years has not done a mammogram. Busy with the kids, busy with life, think you can't afford it, don't have the time. I am in a few weeks, let's pick a date out. Let's say July 25th. Because I have another trip to LA. But, I want to go in and I want to call in while I go through the process to let you know what I'm experiencing. And I really want to lay it out there. My fears, what I'm feeling, what you're doing, whether it's joy, whether it's, I walked through it. We did this thing together. And I did this when we had Dr. Dhanuka and I did my colonoscopy. I called before I went out. I called after I came out. And, I called after I came out. And I was so happy I did it. Mm-hmm. It was so informative and it was painless. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I really did something good for my body, and I also helped my husband relax.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's sort of liberating when you do something good for your body. A lot of us think of have a massage or do something. Think of a mammogram that way. Think of it as one of the best gifts you can give yourself every year to make sure that you're not developing the most common cause of cancer in women. And so I don't know. I think tying it to a positive, and our technologists are so nice and friendly and accommodating. I think, you know, women are afraid of the compression. They're afraid of pain. They're afraid I'm not sure there's a whole number of things women are afraid of, but our technologists are amazing.
Okay. We have about a minute and a half left. Let's talk about early detection. I say somebody comes in and they find out, okay, we need to take care of this. What happens then?
Okay, so if we see something that is abnormal, is that what like,
yes, if you see something abnormal.
Okay, we see something abnormal. Frequently, we will notify the patient at the time of their additional imaging, or if they have a palpable, we will tell them there is a mass and it's going to recommend, a biopsy will be recommended, or it's just a cyst and you can go home. Don't need to worry about it, you know. So depending on if it's a benign lesion or a lesion that requires a biopsy. The lesions that require biopsy, the patient is then, called back to come for a imaging guided biopsy. And we do those at MD Imaging all the time. 13 years now I've been doing them. And, they're relatively painless. We numb you up and the needle is fairly small. It's a needle biopsy and, we get a little piece of the tissue and then we get the results back from the pathologists.
All right. Well, you guys are great. And, again, we're talking, about, MD Imaging and their new 3D mammogram. And thank you so much.
Thank you,
Dr.
Thank
Bauer
you.
And Shannon. And, you know, you'll be seeing me. We're going to make a date. We're taking the break here. We have a special guest coming in in just a moment. Carl's back in the station. And we're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460. It's currently 86 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have about 101. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The deadline's come, so what's next in Egypt? Where enormous crowds keep protesting, some demonstrations have been deadly. At least 39 people have been killed since Sunday. Many want a defiant President Morsi to step down. The military gave him until now to work out differences with the opposition.
His belief is that he's democratically elected and that he is in power. He admitted some mistakes last night, but said he is not resigning the military. We are being told has begun moving some of its troops and soldiers into key Egyptian government areas, including the state TV.
That's Fox's Connor Powell near the protests in Cairo. All that has oil up $2, over 101 bucks a barrel, the highest price in over a year. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 7. The market closes in 2 hours ahead of the 4th of July holiday. The case against an accused kidnapper moves forward in Ohio. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
The judge in Ariel Castro's case says a doctor's report shows that the Cleveland man is competent and understands the charges he faces, including kidnapping, rape, and aggravated murder. Saying more than he ever has in court, Castro brings up his children.
If my children come to terms, can visit me.
You'd like your children to be able to visit him in jail?
But one is a 6-year-old he fathered with one of the three victims. The prosecution objects and the judge says no. Dave?
Jennifer, Bolivia is accusing the U.S. of getting European countries to prevent a plane carrying its president from flying over their airspace.
Evo Morales was flying home from a summit in Moscow, and a rumor ran through Europe that a passenger on his plane was NSA leaker Edward Snowden. The plane had to land in Austria for refueling. France and Spain now deny they refused to let the Bolivian plane into their airspace.
That's Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson at the White House. Germany's top security officials warning internet users to stop using U.S. websites if they're worried about American surveillance. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 7 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 7 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 7 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 7 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 7 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 7 years. That's 7 entire years, till the year 2020. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 7 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.08%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 7 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A ruling for the prosecution in Florida trying to make the murder case against George Zimmerman, who claims he shot teenager Trayvon Martin in self-defense on Neighborhood Watch last year. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown following the trial live in Miami.
Dave, the judge says records of George Zimmerman's criminal justice study should be presented to the jury, since Zimmerman said in a Fox News interview he never heard of the so-called Stand Your Ground law at the time he shot and killed Trayvon Martin. The professor remembers teaching the topic and remembers Zimmerman.
And he was probably
one of the better students in the class.
Now, prosecutors have been trying to prove Zimmerman, who says Trayvon Martin attacked him, can't keep his story straight, Dave.
Evan, for the third day in a row, commuters cannot take the train around San Francisco. Workers remain on strike despite renewed negotiations. There have been talks about, in the last few days, very long lines for buses and ferries and gridlock on some of the roads. Monsters have some new competition. Minions are now in theaters.
The biggest film of the holiday week is expected to be Despicable Me 2.
Cruise back in the game with cool cars, gadgets, and weapons.
Even though the animated film stars the voice of Steve Carell, it's the Minions really driving the traffic. But, The other holiday blockbuster, The Lone Ranger.
The men you seek think you are dead. Better to stay that way.
Despite the bad reviews from critics, Johnny Depp fans are expected to flock to theaters to see the character actor as Tonto.
Justice is what a man must take for himself.
Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
Good news on the job market today. Weekly jobless claims fell slightly to 343,000 last week, and ADP, in a private report, says 188,000 new jobs were created by businesses in the month of June. At Wimbledon, top seed on the men's side, Novak Djokovic advances to the semifinals. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. It is July the 3rd, the day before Independence Day. I know we've had we were talking independence. We were talking about America yesterday with Dr. Paius DeNuca. I think you can probably take a look at the paper here in the next day or two and might see something from this man. Today we're going to have a gentleman by the name of Eric Peterson, who is an author, and he has put together a number of essays from Thomas Jefferson talking about freedom in America, and he'll be on here in just a few minutes. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. We had a great time talking with MD Imaging. I have some interesting news here about 4th of July, but I know we've got a lot of things that we've got to get going on here, but there's a wonderful thing we have to add that to this morning to share with our listeners some information that I don't think a lot of people know about.
I'm sure there's tons of information a lot of us don't know.
Currently 86 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures around 110 degrees. And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And I bet it's cooler up in Anselmo Vineyards. And tomorrow, they've got things going all over the weekend for the 4th of July weekend. I think you get up there, get out of the heat and have a great dinner and have, opportunity for what, sporting clays, horseback rides, all of that. Just give them a call at 474-5546. And now we're heading to our Wells Fargo advisors, as we do Monday through Friday at this time, and to Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 8 points at 14,941. The S&P 500 is negative 4 at 1,609. And the NASDAQ is positive 1 at 3,434 points. Active stocks this morning include Zynga Corporation up 16 cents at $3.43 and Ford Motor Company up 14 cents at $16.32. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.47%. And for stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is up 5 cents at $17.31 and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 35 cents at $44.65. Turning to the commodity markets, crude oil is up $2.33 at $101.93. Gold is up $12.60 at $1,256 even. And silver is up 46 cents at $19.77. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you very much, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. You know, Wall Street is volatile. You can see, you know, gold and silver going up and down so fast, the cost of oil, and then the stocks. Give them a call. They know what they're doing. They will help you. 530-243-7561. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have our guest with us here, our author, Eric Peterson. He's going to be talking about Light, Liberty, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness. And we're talking about the 4th of July. We're talking about freedom. We're going to be talking about Thomas Jefferson. And we've got a number of other things we're going to be talking about today. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making 4 high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Enselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Our lives are becoming more hectic with higher demands from our work, family, and our day-to-day living. This can lead to stress, exhaustion, and even serious illness. Hi, I'm family herbalist Peggy Spindalelis from the Healing Through Nature show on KCNR. Along with my husband, clinical master herbalist Arendelle Spindalelis, we operate NorCal Herbal Studies here in Reading. Herbal medicine offers a safe, natural, and effective treatment to balance and restore the body back to good health. It can help with anything from acute to chronic long-term illness or simply restore your health and vitality. Here at NorCal Herbal Studies, we believe in treating our patients in a safe, holistic, and natural manner. If you would like a change in health based on time-honored ways, please give us a call at 722-6728 or check us out at NorCalHerbalStudies.com.
Don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:12 in the morning, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. A good time to go down to Espresso Joe's and get those iced coffees, those lattes, anything with ice in them and cold. They'll make them just the way you want it. And of course, they meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. Supporting our community for 30 years. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, when you read about Thomas Jefferson, when you see things that he has said, that no man has a greater confidence than I have in the spirit of the people. I love to see honest and honorable men at the helm, men who will not bend their politics to their purses. Thomas Jefferson. Well, we have a gentleman on today, an author by the name of Eric Peterson, who has put together over 36 essays and about Thomas Jefferson and the things he said. And just as an example of some of the things that are being said about Eric Peterson in Light and Liberty, Eric Peterson has gathered together a volume of Thomas Jefferson's writings, which are at once deeply spirited and practical. This inspirational book has the potential to capture the imagination and energize the present day world to dream great dreams and to do great deeds. Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Good morning, Eric Peterson.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, you know, we have quite a few authors and things coming through email or in the mail talking about, you know, this is a book, you know, please read the book and talk to the authors and this. And truthfully, most of them, we don't. But when I read this and I saw the excerpts on it and it was coming, and the 4th of July was coming, I said, well, you know, what better guest can we get as somebody who was an expert on Thomas Jefferson?
Well, it is a good time, and thank you again. And he loved the country, obviously, and he once called the United States government the idol of his soul. And he wanted the country to celebrate what he called the great birthday of our republic, obviously the 4th of July. And he always declined people's, you know, request to have him tell what his birthday was because he wanted to deflect the question to what is the birthday of our country. He was a great and good American.
Tell me what you think is probably one of the most important, his most important trait, in your opinion?
Well, I would say his most important trait was a positive spirit about the conditions under which we could have a society conducive to individual freedom and our inner urge, our inner aspiration to improve ourselves and improve our community and improve our country. He was first and foremost a believer in liberty. Obviously, the Declaration of Independence sprang right from his heart. But I think even more importantly, he was a man of faith, and he felt that our liberties were divinely given to us by the hand of nature, and that nature's God, as he put it. And he was really convinced that if we could have a society of free institutions and respecting the rights of man, that we could have prosperity and our societal happiness would actually flourish and extend to every member of our society. So his optimism and his concepts about our ideals and how to get there to a happier society is what I love most about Thomas Jefferson.
Well, you know, he is used by, I mean, every side politically that can find quotations from Thomas Jefferson to support their side, which I think really kind of maybe shows this brilliance in this gentleman.
Yes, he was an idealist. He was a practical man, and he worked very hard in the service of the country. He held 9 different public offices throughout his 83-year life. But he was definitely an optimist, and he's talked in terms of ideals that we all can agree on. In his inaugural address, he famously said that we were all Federalists, we were all Republicans, which are the two parties at the time. Mm-hmm. In other words, he meant that we were all united in ideals of our country that are higher than party. And that's why you see so many different people across the political spectrum can find something of value in Thomas Jefferson's wisdom.
You know, speaking of political parties, he had some strong feelings about candidates for public office. That and I noticed that you've mentioned this. What were his thoughts about that?
Well, he really felt that if you're going to serve your country, you had to do it sincerely, openly, and without any, you know, taint of corruption or self-interest. And he had some interesting questions that he thought that an enlightened citizenry should ask about candidates for public office. I always find them very interesting, and I'm glad you mentioned it. Here they are. Is he honest? Is he or she capable? Is he faithful to the Constitution? And is he a friend of peace and a friend of economy and the public expense? So if you could answer all those questions affirmatively, Mr. Jefferson would say you should vote for that candidate.
What do you think, what do you think he would say if Thomas Jefferson sat down, walked through your door, sat down and saw what was going on today?
Well, he'd want to urge us to take advantages of the freedoms and the opportunities that we have here. Obviously, he wants to protect and preserve them by being citizen participants in our own self-government. I mean, that was critical to Jefferson. If the people weren't actively interested in governing themselves by participating in their community and public activities and becoming informed of the issues and educating themselves, that we could even get to where we are right now. That was, you know, citizen participation and self-government was critical. And he would urge all of us to be, you know, active volunteer participants in our own self-government. And then I think he would also talk about always being on guard against the tendency of institutions to enlarge themselves and, perpetuate their own ever-expanding power, not only just governmental institutions, but all institutions, financial banking institutions, religious institutions. He was very concerned about concentrations of power.
Eric, would he have taken a look at today's federal government and thought, oh my gosh, how did this happen?
Yes, he recognized that there is always a tendency of those in power to expand their power. It's just a natural tendency, and so he thought the only guard against that was active citizen voluntary participation in governing in the issues and trying to keep an eye out for candidates who would be interested in restraining the ever-expanding tendencies of governmental power. So he would definitely be have concern about the size of our government, the amount of debt that it's accrued, and he would also, not only that, but also the crony capitalism, as you might call it, the four banks in this country have gone from, four largest banks in this country have gone from controlling like 20% of the assets equal to the gross domestic product in the early 90s to about 60 now. I mean, there's been a tremendous concentration of power in large banking institutions.
And this is under different administrations too.
Different administrations, right? It's not party. It's because anybody can profess anything, but it's what you actually do when you get in power. And so these kinds of centralizing tendencies would have been of great concern for Mr. Jefferson. Okay. But at the same time, he was an optimist. He always said, "I like the dreams of the future better than the history of the past." He said the good sense of the people will direct the boat ultimately to its proper point. And so he was very optimistic about the future of the country. He said, this is interesting, he said, "We too shall encounter follies, but if great, they will be short. If long, they will be light. And the vigor of our people will get the better of them." So whatever difficulties our citizens may see now and the challenges that we face, he was always an optimist. And he felt that if we could take advantage of the freedoms and blessings of liberty that we have to improve ourselves and improve our country, we could increase the general happiness.
Okay. And we have to take a quick break here. Our guest is Eric Peterson, who has collected a number of essays that Thomas Jefferson wrote on the American ideal, Light and Liberty, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Cremona's Appliance Center.
Now through July 13th, shop Carmona's Appliance Center's annual Red, White, and Blowout Sale, celebrating our nation's birthday. Shop any appliance dealer in any department or big box store. We will meet or beat any local advertised price, or your purchase is free. Carmona's huge in-stock inventory, plus special orders, floor models, and even scratch and dent items are all on sale at blowout savings on any new Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, or JennAir appliance. Free delivery and free haul away of your old appliances is available during this blowout sales event. Save now on your new Whirlpool appliances and bedding at our Red Bluff location. Your local brand source store, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, at Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale, going on now through July 8th. Save on hundreds of new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus, hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, currently 89 degrees.
Well, you said come back hot. I didn't think it was going to be that hot.
Oh, yeah. This portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Who wants to drive staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor? Check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. They'll put packages to fit any budget. Come out and have fun and relax with breaking the bank. Without breaking the bank, Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383. We are going to see you there soon.
Hey, our guest today is Eric Peterson, who put together a collection of essays by Thomas Jefferson. He calls it Light and Liberty, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness. And chapters such as faith and happiness and aspiration, fitness. What did Thomas Jefferson have to say about fitness, Eric?
That was an interesting area that I learned about studying Mr. Jefferson's life. You know, he himself was, you know, lean, fit, and trim throughout most of his life, and he largely enjoyed good health. And he said that with
okay, we seems like we've lost Mr. Peterson. Let's give him hello, Mr. Peterson. Are you still there? Okay, we're gonna move on then.
Seems like there was a click in the line there, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, here's his number. Why don't you call?
You're
back.
Carl, I'm back on the line. If you can hear me,
yes, we can.
We got
Thank you
now. We for some reason we had all of a sudden it's clicking, and then we lost you, but we're back. Okay, about fitness and Thomas Jefferson.
Yes, he was. He loved the subject of fitness. He enjoyed good health throughout most of his life. He was actually largely a vegetarian, interestingly enough. He said he used meat mainly as a condiment. He said that without health, there is no happiness. And attention to health, then, should take the place of every other object. And he enjoyed being outdoors, walking, riding. Even he ran 2 miles a day. He urged his friends, as he said, to take a great deal of exercise and on foot. He said, of all exercises, walking is the best. He said, I have known many great walkers and heard particular accounts of many more, and I never knew or heard of one who was not healthy and long-lived. And so what is Mr. Jefferson's recipe for good health? He summed it up as simple diet, exercise, and the open air, be its state what it will. That was his view on fitness.
Well, we've had one of the major cardiologists here on our show before, and he says if you do nothing else, you will prolong your life. I don't care what kind of shape you are, what else you do. If you walk a minimum of 30 minutes a day, you're going to live longer. So, obviously, Mr. Jefferson was onto this a little while ago.
And that was 200 years ago.
Yeah, I know. That was amazing to hear what you just said. That, you know, he said, if you don't do anything else, do walking. I mean, we've got, you know, cardiologists now, they're saying the same thing. So obviously, you know, he's a man ahead of his time, would you say?
He was. He was a visionary in many, many respects.
We've got a couple minutes here before we have to take a break. Of course, we'll bring you back after the news here. It's Jefferson is still so relevant. People are still quoting him. The Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. Has there been any other document that is stronger, has had a major impact on the world as our Declaration of Independence?
I think you would have to say no. I mean, that was the founding principles of our country. If you think about it, the War of Independence was clearly for that, for separation from Great Britain. But it also needed a vision, a rationale, a view, a set of ideals to say, well, now what are we going to do with this independence after all? And that was what Mr. Jefferson provided. I mean, I think you can fairly say that President Washington, you know, achieved the independence, and Mr. Jefferson, you might say, consolidated the victory of independence for the principles that he articulated in the Declaration of Independence. I like best the way his original draft, if I may quote it here in anticipation of our Independence Day tomorrow. This is what he wrote.
Okay, we have 1 minute. Can we do this in this minute?
Surely.
Okay,
very short.
Great.
We hold these truths to be sacred and undeniable, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with inherent and unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That was his original draft. Congress tinkered with it a little bit, but they preserved the same spirit. So it's a spirit of freedom, equality, the rights of man, self-government, and so forth. It's a wonderful vision. It's at the heart of our nation's ideals, and I think that's why we justly celebrate Mr. Jefferson, particularly on Independence Day.
Absolutely. Right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're talking with Eric Peterson, the author of Light and Liberty, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness, a series of essays by Thomas Jefferson. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. In Cairo's Tahrir Square, as across other parts of Egypt, growing demonstrations against Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi, who's refusing to step down.
Morsi supporters are out as well, but in much smaller numbers. An attack on a pro-Morsi demonstration here in Cairo last night, along with other clashes around the country, left more than 20 dead and hundreds injured. In Cairo's Tahrir Square, dozens of women have been violently sexually assaulted at the anti-Morsi protest there.
Fox Radio's Kimberly Adams in Cairo. The Cleveland man charged with holding three women captive for about a decade and raping them has been found competent to stand trial. Ariel Castro pleading not guilty to a 329-count indictment, being held on an $8 million bond. And the Arizona wildfire that killed 19 firefighters is about 8% contained, according to officials. Fox News, we report, you decide.
This 4th of July holiday, whether you're partying at the lake, picnicking in the park, or barbecuing in the backyard, shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday party needs. From Kent's own special all-beef Freedom Dogs and Burgers to tri-tip and ribs, Kent's carries only the best meats with Prado Ranch beef and Llano Seco organic pork, Kent's own cured and smoked hams, beef snack sticks, and several flavors, plus Cappy's Deli homemade sandwiches, salad, snacks, and desserts made fresh daily. Kent's 4th of July specials include 30-pack 12-ounce Bud Miller and Coors, $19.98, 20-pack Coke, Dr. Pepper, and Sprite, or 24-pack Pepsi and Diet Pepsi, $7.98 each. For a special treat on the go, try a soft serve cup or cone from Kent's Ice Cream Parlor, featuring 8 dryers, ice cream, or a milkshake. Fuel for you and your family, gas and diesel for your travels, and propane for your tanks. Friday, Kent's fires up their grill and serves up tri-tip chicken and ribs for your dining pleasure. Find locally grown quality fresh produce, seafood, and so much more, proving once again at Kent's Meats and Cappy's Deli, we're much more than just a grocery store. Locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road next to Wind Tour Gardens.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Spring Water. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Spring Water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. It's 89 degrees, going up to like 110 today. So make sure that you don't leave anything in the car. If there's going to be cooling stations at the veterans home, or not veterans home, but the VA center on Yuba Street, you might check that out for people out there if you're getting too hot and something's not working in your air conditioning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. A great place to go to. I'm trying to run down there today if I can. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest today is Eric Peterson, who's put together about 36 essays in Thomas Jefferson's own words, essays on the American ideal, and he calls it Light and Liberty, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness. Welcome back, Eric Peterson.
Thank you, Carl.
You know, one of our guests yesterday was is an immigrant from India, and he talked about the freedom, and he talked so much about the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and about those inalienable rights. He says people don't realize it when you come from, you know, unless you, if you come from other countries, just how great it is and the dangers of losing it. He also brought me a copy of the Jefferson Bible, which I had read about probably, gosh, I don't know, decades ago, where he put, where Thomas Jefferson actually put together excerpts of the Bible and made another one.
Yes, it was an interesting project. For him, religion and faith were personal matters. Even though he was a public official for large portions of his life, he said, "I never told my religion, nor scrutinized that of another. I never attempted to make a convert, nor wished to change another's creed." So matters of faith and religion and spirituality were always very private to Thomas Jefferson. And part of his private studies, he's a man of great learning and wisdom, and he studied all the great books, the religious and cultural traditions. He loved the Bible. He thought Jesus was a great moral teacher and moral exemplar. And so for his own personal edification only, he took a Bible in four different languages and selected the exact words of Jesus as the core of the Bible. He really wanted to know, what did Jesus have to say about living? And so he cut them apart and he composed them together in a short narrative. It's only about 40 or 50 pages. And he made a cut-and-paste book out of it, and he would go back and study it throughout his later years of his life. No one knew that he did this. This scrapbook was discovered by his grandson, Jefferson Randolph, and preserved for posterity, and it was kept in the family. And about 75 years after Thomas Jefferson died, he died in 1826 on the 4th of July, tomorrow.
That's right.
It was actually first published, and it's called the Jefferson Bible, And it's a very interesting view of things because it takes away all of the stories and anecdotes in the Bible and so forth. It just concentrates on what Jesus had to say. And he called it the life and morals of Jesus of Nazareth, extracted textually from the Bible in Greek, Latin, English, and French.
And I'm holding it in my hand right now. Dr. DeNuca loaned me his copy of it. And it is absolutely, fascinating. We're kind of getting off your subject yet, but I thought this was, when I had a Jefferson scholar like you, I just had to ask about this. Eric, one of the things that Jefferson wrote here, and if I can find the exact thing, the spirit of 1776 is not dead. It has only been slumbering. Now, he wrote this, of course, during his time frame. Is the spirit of 1776 dead or slumbering right now in America?
I think it is. I mean, I think we've had so much transition, particularly the information age and all the pressures that people are under today, fast-moving information, perhaps even information overload, a lot of rapid changes in our economy and the jobs that people can have and so forth, and social media. And I think we've undergone tremendous stresses and changes. And I think people are searching for authentic American wisdom. They know that our country, like your Indian guests that you just mentioned, referred to, they know that our country has something really special. And what it is our ideas of freedom and oneness with each other, of light and liberty, and of the ability to pursue our own dreams for our own self-improvement and the improvement of our society in the context of a free and respectful government that respects the rights of man. That was Jefferson's vision. And we know that the discontent that I see out there in our society today is really, we've been, I think, knocked loose a little bit from our moorings and those ideals of Mr. Jefferson and his fellow founders. If we can get back to reading Jefferson in its own words, I think when people read his own thought, and this is extracted mostly from his letters, but also from a lot of his public documents, you step back and you say to yourself, this is what our country is all about. This is special. This is naturally given, divinely given wisdom imparted, to our country, from our Creator. And Jefferson was tuned into it. And I tried to do, in this book, Light and Liberty, I tried to capture the essence of it, particularly for the benefit of everyone, obviously, but people forming their own life philosophy are teenagers, and their teenage years are obviously trying to take advantage of their freedom of belief, develop a useful, productive, personal life philosophy. And we've had a number of schools take an interest in the Light and Liberty book because it really does help people crystallize why they love this country so much and how we can get back to our founding values.
Now, how do people, we're having just a little bit of problem with the connection. We can get most, we can understand you. It's just a little broken up, but Light and Liberty, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness. How can people get this book?
Well, we have a website for it. It's called lightandliberty.org, all one word, light and liberty. It's a couple of representative chapters from the book. It's available through your local bookstores if you like to support local booksellers. It's also available online from the Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. It's also available as an e-book. So it's widely available if you want to go through your bookstores or on the Internet or as an e-book.
Now, there's no royalties associated with this book.
No. The publisher of the book is Random House, the Modern Library Division, and their policy is that they don't pay royalties for if someone tries to assemble words that have been previously in the public domain in an interesting way, like I've tried to do with Mr. Jefferson's writing. So there's no royalties associated. There was a modest check when I did the book, but this is a public service effort on my part. And also on the part of, I think, to a certain extent, a Random House and the Modern Library to keep these great classical ideas in print so that they're available for succeeding generations.
I really want people to hear that, Eric, because I know that you do, you
it's
never
a labor
charge.
Of love.
You never charge for your speaking engagements. You're out of New York. The book is just a great book that you put together. Light and Liberty, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness. Obviously, Eric Peterson is a great lover of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, and the man who was responsible, probably the most responsible for some of the greatest works that's had more impact on this world and especially this nation than any other time, Thomas Jefferson.
He loved this country in the very depths of his heart. He said that America is the hallowed ark of human hope and happiness. And he said that America possesses the sacred fire of liberty, freedom, and self-government, from whence it is to be lighted up in other regions of the earth, should other regions ever become susceptible of its benign influence. This is the kind of wisdom, forward-looking, optimistic spirit that we see in the heart and the soul and the life of Thomas Jefferson. And they deserve to be appreciated and remembered and studied by this generation, and I think all succeeding generations, particularly on the 4th of July. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about his vision and his ideals.
It was a perfect time to bring you on. Eric Peterson, who has put together all this great, great collection of essays on the American ideal called Light and Liberty, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness. Thomas Jefferson, of course. Go to the website, www.lightandliberty.org. No spaces there. Lightandliberty.org. Thank you again, Eric Peterson, so much for one, is putting this together, and two, for joining us and talking about Thomas Jefferson.
Thank you, Carl, for supporting the project. I appreciate it, and I particularly appreciate you doing this to help us celebrate the great birthday of our republic.
You know what? I've been all over the world. Linda and I have traveled all over the world, literally, and have lived in so many different countries. And every time we come back, that this country, America, even with the foibles, even with the problems, even with the things that go on at times, is still that shining light. Is still that shining city on the top of the mountain.
And it reflects the vision that came from the heart of Thomas Jefferson.
Thank you so much, Eric Peterson.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Lyndon. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Red flag, fire warning. Wow. 90 degrees in the downtown studios, 8:47 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane, competitive prices, seniors and veterans discounts, locally owned, family operated. Everything that you could possibly want in a local business here. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane.
We want to make sure you have a very safe 4th of July tomorrow. Something we wanted to bring up, this is something really interesting in history. In a remarkable coincidence, Both John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, the only signers of the Declaration of Independence, later to serve as President of the United States, died on the same day, July 4th, 1826, which, by the way, was the 50th anniversary of the Declaration. Although not a signer of the Declaration of Independence, but another founding father who became a president, James Monroe, also died on July 4th, 1831, thus becoming the third president in a row who died on this memorable day. FYI, Calvin Coolidge, the 30th president, was born on July 4th, 1872, and so far is the only president to have been born on Independence Day.
You know, it's amazing when you talk to somebody. There's two people we've had on in 2 days talking about America and what they see as America. One from an immigrant from this country to this country from India, who spoke so eloquently yesterday about the divisiveness of our country, how politicians have become small and petty in many cases, pandering with the idea that money is what's important. And then you have on a gentleman today. And by the way, Mr. Peterson is not somebody that sits in the back of a room and just does nothing but study. He was the managing partner of a large law firm in New York. In the University of Chicago Law School, he does a lot of his practice areas of public works, and his clients are city, county, and state governments, including San Diego, Phoenix, Seattle, New York. I mean, these are big guys. He's into marathon running, and his avocation is the vision and achievements of Thomas Jefferson. So the thing about it is we have Dr. Pius Dinuka, who comes to this country, who says this country is a shining city on the hill to so many people. And then you have Mr. Peterson, who comes out of New York to people that would have never met. And yet their visions of America are so close together.
And they both are huge fans of Thomas Jefferson.
And they're both, and that was the observation. They both respect and they admire what Thomas Jefferson wrote and what he stood for this country. And if he could come back today, you know, that's why I asked Eric, I said, if he could come back today, what would he think? And he would say, you know, look how big government's gotten. This is not what we had planned. Look at, he says, consolidating wealth. The four largest banks went up to there from 25% of all the wealth to 60% of all the wealth under different regimes completely. You have, you know, you get into this, you have Clinton, Bush, and Obama, and they've grown 40%. I don't think Thomas Jefferson would really be happy. I think he'd take a look at what's going on, and he'd go, this is not exactly what we envisioned, that you were consolidating all this power in the government and in these single financial institutions. The people that served did it because they wanted to. They were there. They're almost forced to be there for 4 years or 6 years. Then they went back to their communities. Now we have people, this is all they do at the county level. This is what they do. They're there for years, decades in the state. And they're trying to, you know, they try to do the term limits. But in Congress, you've got people there. They're 100 years old. They don't even know what their name is and they're voting. We got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott. You know what though? This is still the best country in the world. The United States of America. We'll be right back.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call me
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Beginning July 11th, get yourself a date and bring your friends to the Shasta College Theater for 50s and 60s rock and roll. Leader of the pack, the Ellie Greenwich Musical, will run Thursdays through Sundays from July 11th through the 27th. This action-packed show has 24 Motown hits from the era of Beehives and 45s. Doo-wop classics such as Be My Baby, Chapel of Love, Leader of the Pack, and Do Ron Ron are just a few of the great songs. For more information, visit ShastaCollege.edu/theater.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, good morning. Gosh, July 3rd, the 90 degrees right now. Red flag fire warning. It's going to be 110 today. Watch out.
When and you're more.
When it's not just being in the car. And we've already talked about ad nauseum about this, but let's say it again. Don't leave dogs or cats or animals or kids in the car.
Or people.
Because if it's 110, it's going to be 140 in that car in like about 15 minutes or 10 minutes. Bob?
Yeah, if I can interject real quick. When you hear about a red flag warning, what that is a set of conditions, including extremely dry fuels, gusty winds up to 35 miles an hour, especially with these thunderstorms developing. And then lightning, of course, is the icing on the cake for it. But you see people out there in the middle of the day running their lawnmower or weed eater, not a good idea.
No. Okay. In observance of Independence Day tomorrow, all federal, state, county, and city offices are going to be closed. The post office, schools, and banks closed. Rabbit buses will not be running, and garbage will be picked up one day later this week. Movie theaters and retail stores, of course, are open. Tonight at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, the celebration begins with Anderson Explodes with a firework display. Admission is free, so head out there. That's going to be around 10 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow at the Reading Civic Auditorium, don't miss the Freedom Festival, another firework display around 10 o'clock. That's at Turtle Bay. Of course, again, we said pet owners should be aware that it can be, the 4th of July can be one of the most stressful and potentially dangerous times of the year. So this is a place that I don't care if you're home or whatever, just put your dogs maybe inside a room with the radio going or the TV. They can't hear the explosions. It really affects dogs. They can flee. They can run. There's several dogs, sightings of dogs dying, being killed by cars, running away. So be careful with your dogs. It can be deadly. Fireworks are illegal in Shasta, Butte, and Trinity counties, while safe and sane fireworks, which include sparkler caps, ground spinners, and smoke bombs, are legal within city limits of Gridley and Oroville. They're also legal in Tehama County, except for Lake California and Glen County. Anyone who causes a fire using fireworks can be charged with a felony or issued citations and fees.
Okay, you know, tomorrow's is we celebrate two holidays here at KCNR. One is Christmas, The other one is the 4th of July, the Day of Independence. And for tomorrow, we're going to have some patriotic music. We'll have the best of shows. And the ones that I celebrate are the 4th of July and Christmas. And so everybody's going to have a Day of Independence tomorrow, a Day of Liberty at the station. So if you want to make a phone call and call us, you can do that. You can leave a message. We'll get back to you Friday. We'll be back on our regular programming on Friday. It's a great day. It's a day that meant so much in the world was this Day of Independence. I see where the president said, you know, don't get too hung up on the 4th of July. I saw that in something he said. And I can't believe, first of all, he said it because it is a day of independence. It was a day of revolution. It was a step away from a government that was imposing itself on the people.
And this
and
is the whole thing
had of enough.
Tradition. It's about tradition. It would be like saying, well, don't be hung up on my birthday or don't be hung up on an anniversary. Hello. It's tradition and it's important. It's called honor.
And something like this. But so my friends, this is what I say. Yes, honor the Declaration of Independence. Read what it said. Read what it means. Sit about. Think about it.
Fly
what does
flag?
It mean? Fly your flag.
We're going to go home and put it up.
Thank a veteran. Thank yourself for living in a country and contributing to the best, to the, living in the finest country.
Be safe out there.
In the world. And then be safe and have a great time and looking
Bob,
at the fireworks.
Thank you. You have a safe weekend too. And Bob Alonji, we always appreciate you for being our producer here and doing such a fine job.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure. And be safe from the heat, be safe from fire, and let's see everybody again on Friday.
That's right. And Friday we're going to be talking Second Amendment. We're going to be talking about all these laws. We're going to have the gun owners of California are going to be here Friday talking about these new laws that could literally take away your right to own a weapon right here in the great state of California. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And I'll keep this world from...
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Late reports of a possible military coup underway in Egypt. There is no independent confirmation of that. Reuters is quoting a national security advisor to Egypt's president as a turbulent sea of protesters continues to demand that he step down. That's how it sounds right now, with millions massed in Cairo's Tahrir Square. Fox News Radio's Kimberly Adams is overlooking that scene live in Cairo.
From here, I can see not only those throngs of people, but also a sea of waving flags punctuated by fireworks. Military helicopters are flying overhead as the crowd and Egypt wait to see what's going to happen next. Egypt's army said that if the president and opposition couldn't reach a deal, they would impose their own plan for a transition. The anti-government protesters here in Cairo's Tahrir Square hoping that Egypt's military will force out President Mohamed Morsi. But in